This is The Soul Garden, presented by me, Georgina Langdale, for the Centre for Nature Connection, and it's where we get to explore nature, compassion, and soul through the inner and outer workings of living in a connected world. Today I'm thinking about conscious dying in a death-phobic society. You know, as a society, our reluctance to confront death and dying, it leads to a kind of unconscious phobia about discussing the things that can bring comfort when the end comes. Through the coaching work that I do that supports people coming to terms with their own mortality, and as a non-medical end-of-life carer who has had the great privilege of supporting people and their families in the final stages of life, I see signs of death phobia in society everywhere around me, and it saddens me greatly. We seem, you know, to be afraid of accepting the reality that dying, it's a natural part of living. This fear of death manifests in an unwillingness to even discuss it. It pushes death further away and makes fear of the unknown even more palpable. This death denial can hinder deep and really soulful connections when it matters most. But it doesn't have to be this way. Conscious dying is a term that's starting to weave its way into the zeitgeist, but you know, what does it actually mean? And like hospice staff and palliative care providers, I'm also being increasingly asked that question. Some people, they believe that conscious dying is akin to the concept of natural childbirth. No drugs, no interventions, you know, you're just right there living it at the coalface of experience. Others wonder if it means you'll be poked and prodded to be kept awake throughout the dying process. And some have even asked if it's another term for voluntary euthanasia. I don't think it's any of these things. The simplest way to describe it is that conscious dying, or dying consciously, is being aware and awake to the fact that dying is a natural part of life. Facing dying in an awakened way means that we're kind of there for the journey, and that we're awakened to the choices we can set out for the way our final days or moments could be managed. Often the phrase gets wrapped up in the silken scarves of sacred journeys and passages, and while it is a profoundly sacred time, there is also the practical underbelly that simply says, the more conscious you are about death as part of life, the more freedom you have to make choices and requests to lay out the things that you believe will bring you comfort when that time comes. And contrary to the idea of a drug-free birth, a conscious death can also mean that it does involve an effective medication plan if required. Palliative care nurse and author Barbara Carnes says, death is not painful. It's the effects of the disease one is suffering from that can be painful. Conscious dying doesn't mean that we need to die in a painful way. Awake does not have to mean in pain. For many, the reality also may be that at the end of life, awake might not even mean awake. What it does mean is that the person approaches their end of life knowing that, as sad as that may be, Endings, like beginnings, are a natural part of life. Viewed in this way, the term conscious dying opens up a different type of conversation at the bedside. It invokes a new discussion around how a patient may be supported at the end of life. You know, we've become focused on treating the potential cause of death to a point that no room is left for a conversation about death itself. And this is reflected in studies that show less than 20% of medical students have any formal training about how to manage conversations with patients about dying. But what if that were different? You know, conscious dying, it's not about pushing death away or hastening it. It's about acknowledging death within the natural cycle of life. And in my experience, a conscious awareness of death and dying can dramatically reduce fear for everyone in the room. The emergence of conscious dying as a term in the end-of-life care space creates an opportunity for a shift in communication style for health professionals and patients. Dying consciously is an invitation to deepen conversations around care and provide an opportunity for medical teams to engage with the idea of actively asking the patient or their family, what is the state of being the person wants to be in as they navigate these last days of life? Approaching this through a soulful lens has the potential to transform the dialogue. The modern medicine paradigm presents a range of options for pain management at the end of life. And palliative care and hospice staff understand intimately that the balance of sedative side effects of medication versus symptom control, and knowing what side the patient would prefer to lean on if it comes to it, is vital. And the patient is entitled to ask about the options available. And a great first question can be as simple as, what are the options I have for pain medication? Patients are entitled to communicate their wishes for the medical and non-medical ways they want to approach their death. So another valuable part of the discussion between health professionals and family members of the dying is about the dying process itself. This can help those to better understand the natural process of the body as it winds down towards death, and therefore understand that some things they may observe are not the effects of medication, they are simply the lived experience of dying. In the natural carer end-of-life training that I offer, we really look at the conscious choices we make and can make as we prepare for the end of life. We look at how we can prepare for the future from a practical and also from a deeper and more soulful perspective. We look at how we can capture and understand the things that will bring someone comfort in their final moments and what those final moments may look like, so that health professionals, caregivers, and family members can support the person's consciously made choices as faithfully as possible. I believe that, you know, death is part of life and not something to be pushed away. And it's not about ending in extreme pain, but it is about a sense of being there at the crossing over. To me, dying consciously means if pain medication is needed, let it be the medication that lets me be there for the journey. For more information on the natural carer, visit centrenatureconnection.org. I'm Georgina Langdale, and this is The Soul Garden.